greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is the weekend, so it's time to listen to this crazy show, which is usually pretty smoky, a little tasty, got a lot of flavor. Today is a special edition of the Grilling Guys. Jop is away, so we're going to take a little turn and head down Military Row. My guest host today is a good friend of mine and the man who has a show that a lot of military people like. It's Colonel Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, Colonel.
Glad to be with you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to join you on this very tasty show.
Thanks. So today's show, of course, produced by Mr. Brian Fonger, welcome to the Grilling Guys, is all about Operation GI Barbecue. And it was the perfect opportunity with Jop being away to get you in here because nobody understands GIs any better than you. And your show, what I love about it, being a vet and a pro-military person myself, I just like what you do to lift up our armed forces around the world.
Well, certainly our military needs the support of the people. It always does, but it really does now.
Yeah.
Because the size of our military is being shrunken.
Yes.
A lot of our warriors have been run off by political correctness, and the world is getting more dangerous. So the soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, Coasties that we have serving now are at greater risk than I can imagine,
yeah.
And it ain't going to get better. So appreciating and being there for our troops is huge. And you and I both know from our time in service, if there's anything that made a GI smile more than a good barbecue, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, and I didn't know too much about barbecue when I was in. The most I did was I had a little hibachi grill. I was stationed out of Hickam in Hawaii, so it was a great place to be. When you got 4 years on a base, you're generally subject to just a bunch of military food. And actually, the Air Force food was great. I couldn't complain because I ate at Army bases and Navy bases, and I know what that was like. So we had a pretty good chow hall. But we used to bust out a little hibachi, which were made in Taiwan. They were cast iron little jobs, and that was the extent that we would grill. But this really today is we want to kind of wrap up Operation GI Barbecue. It's something that started because my son got orders for Bagram, and I started kind of freaking out as a parent, watching all kinds of other friends and friends' kids and whatever get shipped off. Some come back, some not. It leaves you with all sorts of doubts and questions. And, you know, honestly, as a parent, to think about your kid going to a place that seems to be just a hellhole, Afghanistan, you just watch any of the movies, talk to any of your friends that have been deployed and come back, you look at the PTSD and all the things going on with people. You don't want that to happen to your kid. As much as you're proud of them serving, nobody wants a bullet going through one of their own kids or an IED or anything like that going off around them. So that freak out session led to me thinking if I could show up halfway through his tour and somehow get myself on that base and deliver a bunch of food supplies, it'd be a really cool way to bring the humanity back to a place that's pretty much inhumane. And when my brother was in Vietnam in the 82nd Airborne, we used to ship him packages.
Yep.
And we would send cookies and all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure they were stale as heck by the time he got them, but they loved them. So I knew that if I could show up with something like that. So it just snowballed. And I just basically just launched it without even any second thoughts. I just said, I'm doing it. and that's how you get things done sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm happy to say we're really close to our financial goal of $53,000. And I'm also going to tell you that the original goal was to fill up a C-17 full of this stuff and fly it over, because that's what I did in the Air Force. I loaded cargo jets with troops and cargo, and we took them places. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. The military is not very friendly to civilian shipments anymore. It, you know, they basically put their hand up in every which way possible to keep this from happening, to go overseas. So I said, okay, they can't stop me from doing it domestically. I'll show up at a base and I'll just talk my way in one way or another. So they have cooperated. Fort Bragg has given us the green light. And right now I'm waiting. I've got a temporary approval to go to Selfridge, which is over in Mount Clemens, and then Camp Grayling, which is up in Grayling, Michigan, because they train troops from all sorts of states.
Yes, they do.
So that's the plan for now.
No, that's a good plan. And, you know, I didn't have the privilege of eating fine Air Force cuisine all of my time in the military. And particularly when I was deployed, it was often sea rations. And when somebody came along and said, we're having a barbecue, anything, it was happy, happy, happy. And that's putting down the fact that typically you're not going to have that while you're in a foxhole. You're going to be pulled back to a somewhat secure place where you can have some good fellowship.
Right.
And a few laughs and relax a little bit.
More of a rear position, base camp.
Sure. You know, rotate people through, whatever. That was good news. So barbecue, that word alone, put a smile on almost everybody's face that I know or ever served with. So that's one of the reasons why I've been very supportive of your concept. And I'm disappointed that we couldn't get it overseas, but I'm not surprised.
Right.
Our military is being downsized tremendously and all kinds of weird rules imposed on them.
Yeah.
We don't have to go there.
Right. It's just the way it is.
But, you know, again, the good thing about Fort Bragg, it's right next to a big Air Force base. We can get it's on the sea. We can probably get some sailors there. I mean, it's a pretty ideal location, and a lot of special ops people there too. So we can really reach out to them there. I'm just a cheerleader.
Takes a lot of cheerleaders, though, to get the word out. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard throughout Michigan on great stations. And this is Barbecue Bob. I am right now sitting with Colonel Denny Gillum, retired Army colonel, West Point grad, the host of a show called Frontlines of Freedom. And he's been very supportive of Operation GI Barbecue. So with JOP out, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to get another GI in here and kind of put the final cap on this thing. We've got a great group of guests coming onto the show, people who have helped us out. Unfortunately, I don't think Anthony Imperato from Henry Rifles is going to be able to join us, but he's offered another Henry repeating arms.
Wow.
Lever action, the finest lever action gun made in the world. Stormy Cromer's going to join us, who donated generously. Mark Hillman from ABS Products, Kansas City, one of the finest smokers I've ever seen in my life. Pat Ringler from the Chase Creek Smokehouse up in Chase, Michigan. He's going to host the final wrap-up on May 14th during the Blessing of the Bikes. We're going to have one last hurrah. It's going to be a barbecue. It's going to be a silent auction with all the Henry Rifles, the Bonefish Grill stuff Bonefish gave us from Grand Rapids. And Chase Creek has donated a nice check also, as well as hosting this big event. And then David Webb is going to join us, a friend of mine from Sirius Patriot and Fox News. He's been very supportive. And then to wrap it up, Fat Daddy's barbecue sauce and rubs from Idaho, who's also given us a very generous donation. So we're going to come back after a quick break, and we're going to get going with a little Stormy Cromer action, Colonel.
Ooh, come on.
All right. Dismissed. I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max.
Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com. The grilling guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. A little army music to get things going. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on a little break out in Minnesota. And just north of Minnesota, there's a little touch of Michigan that extends out as far west as you can go in Michigan. It's practically to the Great Plains. It's a town that my grandmother used to live in and my family's from. It's called Ironwood, Michigan. And in that town, there is a factory with a 114-year-old tradition of making a hat called a Stormy Cromer, a legendary headpiece that has exploded in the last 10 years. And Stormy Cromer has come on to help Operation GI Barbecue. They're also great sponsors of the Grilling Guys show, and we wear their gear everywhere. And the president of that company is a young lady by the name of Gina Jackwert Thorson, and she is on the grilling line right now with us. Gina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, so great to have you join us. You're just a breath of fresh air, and the UP, I sure hope the UP appreciates what they've got in Stormy Cromer.
Oh, well, we love being here. It's kind of, you know, the UP is in our DNA, so it's my dad, who is the CEO here, always says Stormy Cromer couldn't really exist anywhere else, so we're proud to be here.
I believe that's true. And it's a great story if you ever check them out online. And any guy who's out on his grill in the wintertime especially needs a good hat. And we have come to rely on our Stormy Cromers. I've been wearing them for a long time because my family, of course, Nurmico Road is just to the east of you off of US 2. But that's where my grandfather and all my grandfathers, actually, both of them arrived from Sweden and Finland. And we've got established roots there for over a century. And that is the place I spent every summer. And I used to play in the sawmill. My grandmother lived real close to your factory, and there was the Ahonen sawmill there, which was a great place to play hide-and-seek as a kid, let me tell you, with all the stacks of lumber, if you didn't get run over by a giant front-end loader. But we just sure appreciate everything that Stormy Kromer and you and your dad have done for Operation GI Barbecue. And those hats are very popular. We still have a few left, and we're going to be selling them at our final event, which is May 14th. We have something here called Blessing of the Bikes, which is a rally in Baldwin, Michigan, where 40,000 motorcycles will show up to have their motorcycles blessed. And a very big event. So that Saturday, a famous smokehouse in the area has partnered with us, and they're going to throw a giant party. They're bringing bands in, and we're going to have a silent auction. We're going to auction off the Henry rifles that were donated by Henry Repeating Arms. We've got gift cards from Bonefish Grill. We've got some Stormy Kromers left, and Garrett's Appliance just gave us a big outdoor twin basket deep fryer. So we're going to have a great day, and there'll be lots of Stormies present at that event.
Well, that sounds great, and we're so happy to be a part of this effort and to support what you guys are doing for our troops, and I just think it's really important. We've had the opportunity to have to do a few other things here too that are in support of veterans, so it's definitely a cause that's near and dear to our heart, and so kudos to you guys for leading the charge, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Well, it's really cool, and now that the warmer weather's coming, you guys actually have a line of summer gear that's expansive, and I want you to tell us a little bit about your summer headgear and jackets, shirts, all that other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We just launched our spring collection last Monday, so it's pretty new. We just want to give folks a way to wear Stormy Kromer throughout the year so that come March or April, they don't have to put away their Stormy Kromer to not see it again till October. So we've come out with just a kind of a pretty basic line of summer hats, all still made in the USA, many of them made here in Ironwood. And, you know, ranging from traditional-looking Stormy Kromers in lighter fabrics to, you know, trucker hats and baseball hats and bucket hats and a sun hat for the ladies, kind of just trying to get into the summer headgear business and bring the same quality, the same attention to detail that we do in our winter caps. We've also got some bags, some wallets, some T-shirts, just, you know, basic stuff you need to survive this summer. I know it's short for us in the UP and even for some parts of the country, but you need to switch out of your wool in any case.
That's right. And it honestly, you're going to change a tradition because it is always kind of fun in the fall when you get your Stormies back out, because I personally, having roots there, am probably a little unusually proud of wearing a Stormy. But also when they have the Grillin' Guys or GI Barbecue logos on them, it makes it even better. But your new hats are waxed cotton.
Mm-hmm. That's a material we love to use. It's 100% cotton that's treated with the paraffin wax, making it water resistant, I guess. And we've got a number of hats in that fabric. It's great for the spring and the fall. We're working even on some new stuff to add in that fabric as well. We do some jackets too. So it's a great material. It falls in line with wool being a natural material. We don't use a lot of synthetics here. It's just kind of not who we are. So having that waxed cotton is a nice option to add to.
Well, Gina, in studio with me right now, I've got a guy who's used to wearing a lot of hats, and he's a retired Army colonel. His name is Denny Gillum.
Hi, Denny.
Glad to meet you, Gina.
Good to meet you.
I sort of fall out of this because I've only been to the UP once, and that was I just got across the bridge one time for part of one day. But all of my wife's close friends are from up there, so I know that you guys are interesting people.
That's right. You have to come visit sometime. Make it all the way across to see us. We're way on the other side, across from the bridge. So
yeah, he missed the best end.
That's right.
The West End's the best end.
knowing Bob, I know I'm going to end up there. And, and I also believe I will probably have one of your hats before I get there.
Well, it's actually in the car. I didn't bring it up to the studio. But Gina, I wanted to tell you, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we are talking right now with Gina Jackwert-Thorson, who is the president of Stormy Kromer, a great sponsor of the show and a wonderful contributor to GI Barbecue. But, you know, one of the beautiful things about those gray wool Operation GI Barbecue Kromers you sent us was that when I get these big donors like Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms, you should have seen him light up when I handed him that Kromer. I mean, I went out to the factory a month ago, and it was kind of like handing somebody a $100 bill. You know how that lights somebody up, don't you?
Yes, it worked.
So even though your hat isn't as well known on all the coasts or both coasts and everywhere, it is spreading. And how many states are you distributed in now?
Boy, you know, I don't know statewide. It's got to be close to all of them, save for a few of the warm weather places. But we have about almost 800 dealers in the U.S. and Canada that are selling our products. So
wow.
we're getting out there. We're still definitely more well known here in the Midwest, and we're working hard to increase that awareness. But it's really fun to be a part of this brand and to see it spread and to see us gain recognition and to hear stories like you just shared. It is a really unique product that we feel does make people's eyes light up when they get one. So we're going to just keep spreading the word and keep growing, keep expanding, keep creating jobs here in the UP.
Well, that's wonderful. And I can tell you personally that Henry Repeating Arms is going to be ordering Stormy gear with Henry embroidered on it. So
awesome.
They're pretty excited about meeting you as well.
Fantastic. We've had a few emails, so I look forward to meeting them in person also.
That's really cool. Gina, can't thank you enough. Definitely want to promote your product and tell everybody to spread the love of Stormy, because that's a Michigan company and all made in America. It's just a wonderful thing. So thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. It's great talking with you.
Okay, thank you. Cool company. They bought that place. There were 11 SKUs. There were 16 SKUs. There's 1,100 SKUs there now, Stormy Cromer. So, okay, it's the Grilling Guys. We're going to be right back at ease.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery. With 3 locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Crankers brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Crankers is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Crankers. Yeah!
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It's a special Operation GI Barbecue edition. Jop is away, and the mice will play. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio right now with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum, host of Front Lines of Freedom. Welcome back.
Glad to be here, Bob. Always fun to be with you.
Yeah. Colonel Gillum's been a friend for years, and he's somebody to get to know if you've never had an opportunity. But on the live line is somebody else that you want to get to know. His name is Mark Hillman. He's the president of a company called ABS, American Barbecue Systems, from Kansas City. Welcome to the Grilling Guys Show, Mark.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to have you on to, I guess, tell everybody a little bit about your smokers. You have given us a smoking hot GI barbecue price for these smokers that we're going to be sending to the troops. We had to change it up. We were going to do one giant trailer unit, and I needed three smaller units, and you having the best, really, backyard and bigger, more professional series smokers in the country, I wanted to contact you first, and you graciously gave us just a great deal. Tell us a little bit about ABS.
Well, we started up in 2006. And it's a privately owned family company, and we've been in the fabrication business now and going on our 40th year. And we, over the 40 years of fabrication, we had built a few cookers for friends and family and a few local restaurants here in Kansas City. And after building those smokers, we kind of found out that we thought we had a little bit of a niche in the features and the design and the build of the cookers, and thought we possibly had a cooker that we could actually offer to the backyard guy versus as well as the competition, restaurant, and catering also.
Yeah, you're very big in the competition world, and that's where I saw you at the American Royal about 3 years ago. And I noticed you did all the changes to your smoker that I have a competing brand to yours in my trailer, and it had a lot of inert flaws in it that I had to retrofabricate. So you've made those corrections, like the heat guard on the burn chamber lid and stainless racks, things like that, that, you know, you actually will put a rotisserie in yours if you want it.
Correct. Yep. And all our cooking surfaces, all our racks, meat surfaces, they're all made of stainless steel. And with our design, it's a full-length firebox across the backside of the smoke box, which gives you that good even heat and consistent smoke throughout the smoke box chamber.
Yeah, and that's called a reverse offset, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Great design.
And then also it allows you to, on the back side, above the charcoal and wood, you can cook with direct heat.
So you can turn it into a grill.
On the grill portion of it, as well as a smoker on the front. Correct.
Well, Mark, one of my inspirations for this Operation GI Barbecue is an old friend of mine, a retired Army colonel named Denny Gillum. He's in studio with me here today, and he has a question for you.
This is known as a dumb question, since I have never used a smoker, but Bob is pushing me. He's so aggressive, pushing me into becoming a better barbecuer. If I go shopping for a smoker, what do I want to look for?
Well, actually, you're wanting, for first of all, to look for a thicker type of material than what's being sold at some of the box stores. Obviously, the thicker the metal, the heavier the steel is, and the longer duration, longevity you're going to have out of that cooker. We're kind of at the market where somebody just went and bought, you know, a lesser value cooker and enjoy smoking now. He's got that process of smoking and he's got his cooking down, but he's burnt that cooker up in 2 or 3 years. And what you're wanting to do is look for a cooker that's actually going to take you that next step and get more cooking out of it. So if you're looking at probably on our cookers, we're looking anywhere from 11 gauge still. So the weight of our backyard model starts at 325 pounds.
So you're saying don't go cheap.
Don't go cheap, correct.
Well, Mark, we have another guest waiting, so I have to cut it short. But American Barbecue Systems, Kansas City, Missouri. What's your website?
It's AmericanBarbecueSystems.com.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to having you back on in the future because I have a feeling we're going to be having some fun with you coming down the road.
Sounds good, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark Hillman, ABS, Kansas City, Missouri. Seriously, I saw this thing at the American Royal, and I said, wow. They took my smoker and made all the corrections it needed. And speaking of making corrections, you know, we've got a lot of troops coming back with PTSD, and I have a very good friend who I've talked about on the show before who helped me with my concealed carry permit, and he has a company called Prince Arming, and his name is Steve Prince, who's a newly retired Army Major.
Yeah, I guess I can add that to my title now is retired Army Major Steve Prince. Gets to be too much to say, so I usually don't use it.
Yeah, well, Steve's become a good friend over the years, too, and I have lots of civilian friends. Don't worry, I don't just hang around with GIs, but there is a camaraderie amongst brothers.
Absolutely.
And it's an unbreakable bond. So you knowing that bond as well as anybody have set off on a new venture to help soldiers with PTSD.
Yes, it's called Warrior Set Free. We started it about a year and a half ago, and it's based on a local ministry in Grand Rapids called Set Free Ministries. But at Set Free Ministries, we help everybody, men or women, and it's a process. It's Christian-based. When someone comes in, if a man comes in, we sit him down with two other men. If a woman comes in with two other women, I'm focused on veterans. So if a veteran comes in and he's dealing with veteran-specific things or life in general, I want to sit him down with two veterans, and we're training veterans, and we're helping veterans, and the results are amazing.
So what kind of a problem do we have with soldiers coming back right now?
PTSD, the biggest number is 22 veteran suicides a day. Some people argue that's higher or lower. One a day is too many.
Yeah.
And the trauma of war and carrying around the pain and some of the guilt is destroying our veterans or troops. I think the number's been breached to where we have more soldiers dead from their own hand than from Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
Isn't that terrible?
So
how would people find you if they wanted to join this, or if, let's say, there's a troop out there who has those same skeletons right now and
sure,
he's looking for some help? How do they get help?
The easiest way is Facebook, Warrior Set Free on Facebook.
Warrior Set Free.
Warriors, mm-hmm, Set Free. And setfreeministries.com is our website. But all my contact information's on there. If they post something on there, I'll answer personally.
So Steve is just a fantastic weapons instructor as well. We're going to have you out to the house because we have more people that want to get their concealed carry. And so we're going to do it at our house because I know you're moving, so your facility is not going to be available.
Correct.
But we'll do it right in my woods.
Sounds good.
Because I have the ability to do that. But tell us a little bit about Prince Arming for those who want a concealed carry.
Sure. The state of Michigan, every state's a little bit different, but the state of Michigan requires a one-day class. It's called Personal Protection Inside the Home. It's an NRA class. So mm-hmm, I became an instructor about 3 years ago, and I teach about one class a month. There's a handful. Well, there's a lot of guys out there doing it. You want to ask around and make sure you get a great instructor.
That's right.
Because it's an important training. I get a lot of positive feedback that my classes are smaller. I limit my classes to 12 people.
And I'll back you up on that because I've met a guy or two that say they're instructors, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I just don't want to go to a class with this guy.
Right.
What do you think about that, Colonel?
Yes, it's so critical that the instructor be, one, competent, and two, a good instructor.
Yes.
Who knows how to teach and cares about teaching. That's so important.
And Colonel Gillum knows all about that because he teaches college classes right now, as do you, right? You're still at Western?
I did. Yeah. When I retired in December, I finished with Western Michigan Army ROTC.
Just as my son's moving to Western, you leave.
Go Broncos.
How can you do that? Well, it's called Prince Arming, and Steve Prince has been a good friend for a number of years, been to his house. I have your cats. And your one cat that you gave me turned into many.
Excellent. They tend to do
and
that.
And they're beautiful. They my daughter loves them. Okay, and Warriors Set Free, most importantly, that I just can't tell you how I guess, just impressed I am with the thing you're endeavoring. Because that just takes a lot of heart.
These guys are in a fight, and a lot of them are trying to fight alone. And PTSD makes you withdraw. Makes you kind of beat yourself up, and they don't need to fight alone. We're there for them, and we'll walk with them.
That's awesome. Major Steve Prince, Colonel Denny Gillum, I'm honored to have my studio with your presence, so thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, it's the Grillin' Guys special edition Operation GI Barbecue. We're wrapping this thing up. We're hitting our goal, and we still need a little help, so stick around. We're going to tell you a couple other ways you can kick in.
This is Job from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys show. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is away, and we are having fun in the studio right now with Major Prince from Prince Arming and Colonel Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. So, welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure.
I have another good friend who is pretty pro-military, and his name is David Webb. He is a host of the David Webb Show on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. You see him on Fox News all the time. He's he's hit the big time, and he actually took time to join us on the grilling line today. So thanks for coming on, David.
Hey, anytime, Bob. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I know you're busy because I see you on TV almost every day now. So I really appreciate you taking some time out for us. But this Operation GI Barbecue has kind of hit its quota. We're at the point we need to be at financially. We're doing one last little fundraiser. And we actually have busted through on the military lines and gotten locations in the U.S. that we can bring this product. And one of them is Fort Bragg. And the people at Fort Bragg are very excited to get their smokers. I was wondering, have you ever been to Fort Bragg?
I have many years ago, so my memory's faded on that. But I have quite a few friends who have gone through there, including my best friend from college. So Fort Bragg is well-known in some of the family and friends circles.
That's right. Now, from your perspective, you meet and work with military people all the time. I guess I just wanted to get your perspective on the kind of condition these guys are coming back in.
Well, I mean, it's a variety. Oftentimes, the first thing people hear is the bad news, you know, PTSD, the wounds, the physical wounds. And, of course, there's rebuilding the family after being separated for so long, multiple deployments, because it doesn't take away what has to go on the home front, and that fits into the area of respite care. But the majority of our soldiers come back, for lack of a better term, as they left. They see things, they adjust, they deal with them. But just being a soldier and being in that environment is itself challenging because you're moving every couple of years. You're always training for something. It's not as if the world is all bad, but you're training to deal with the worst that could possibly happen. And that takes a special kind of person who raises their right hand and goes through the military.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I got to tell you, I just really wanted to publicly acknowledge you and your show and thank you for the help you've given in us getting the word out. You've had me on a couple times. You've given me a lot of support, and just really appreciate having somebody like you in my corner.
Well, look, that's the least I could do, because look at what you've done. You took an idea. You said, let's make it happen. I know you struggled. You did everything you could. You spent a lot of time on the phone. You spent a lot of time getting through the rank and file issues. And the people that supported you, you know, should be proud, because you stepped up and you're bringing something to our men and women who, you know, frankly, could use a little bit of good news and a little good time. And nothing wrong with a couple of good steaks or burgers or dogs or whatever on the grill. But it's more than that. It's time to kind of, you know, bring camaraderie together. It's time to relax from the stresses of everyday life. What that means to these men and women, as you know, Bob, I mean, it's just incredible what you've done.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, David. You're a good man, and I'm happy to call you friend.
Well, absolutely. And next time you're in town, you come into my studio again, and we'll put you to work.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Always great to hang out with you. Thanks, David.
Anytime.
All right, David Webb. Again, Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a fellow out in Idaho, and his name is Fat Daddy. So on the grilling line right now is CEO of Fat Daddy's, Nick Simeone. How are you, Nick?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Did I say that name right? I know how touchy you paisanos are.
I gloss right over it, Bob. You're cool. You know, there's seven different ways to pronounce my last name, and you got one of them.
Okay. tell us your story, Nick. You actually sent an email, and just tell the audience how that took place.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, I was working in the warehouse, you know, doing my rub stuff and filling bottles, and in the afternoon, I listened to Sean Hannity on the radio, and while I was listening, not intently, but while I was busy, I heard Sean Hannity and I heard barbecue. And I heard that going back and forth three or four times. And finally, that's when I stopped and turned the volume up. And I heard you, Bob, I think, explaining your plan to help veterans by bringing the taste home to them in some form of really good barbecue, and I was hooked. And after that, I thought I knew a thing or two about barbecue, so I sent you an email asking how we could help, and here we are.
Yeah, and that was the cool part. I didn't know you from Adam. I think I had run across the name of your products a time or two, but knew nothing about them since you and I began talking. That was probably 4 or 5 months ago. I've studied your website quite thoroughly, and I just think Fat Daddy's is a cool name. And tell us about your products and what you're going to be sending the troops.
Well, we're a young company, but we've got 7 barbecue rubs in our line, and I picked out 2 special ones. Actually, they're my best sellers. Our number one original is the first one that I started working on about, back in 2013, or 2011, actually. And it's our best seller. It's a combination of Southwestern-style blends, and it's pretty much all-purpose. And then the second rub is our Santa Maria rub. I used to live in Santa Maria for a few years, and I know a thing or two about tri-tip and how to season them. And this is another really good one, I think, that you can use on just about anything. So that's what we're sending.
That's cool. So your website is what?
It's fatdaddiesbarbecuesauce.com, all spelled out.
Okay. Fat Daddy says barbecue sauce. You have caramelized onions. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, we do. We use Idaho and Oregon onions, so it's a local product. And we cook the onions in copper kettles in a commercial kitchen and add all kinds of good stuff, including brown sugar and molasses. And it's barbecue. It goes really well.
That's really cool. Very cool. We're going to be seeing some of your products in Michigan in the near future. So I just wanted to give you a little credit and get people to know the name Fat Daddy's, because we're going to be using you on some of our events, and just looking forward to checking out your products more thoroughly. But more importantly, just wanted to acknowledge you and your donation to Operation Jai Barbecue. Anybody that steps up and donates to the troops, man, it just captures my heart. And I just wanted to tell you that we think you're awesome.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, I thank God every day we have men and women who make the sacrifice, and many risk it all, not only to serve, but to protect me, mine, and our homeland. And, you know, I wanted to give back in a tangible way. So that's what I'm here for, and I appreciate you letting me do that.
That's big. That's really huge. So thank you so much. Nick Simeone from Fat Daddy's Barbecue. We'll talk to you again, friend.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I think talking to a man like that makes it time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man!
Major Steve Prince, this is your order for the day. Standing at attention and actually singing the national anthem at events is the true sign of a real man. GIs may salute even without a cover.
Yeah, I love that change in the law. That it's nice to be able to salute when the anthem comes on. I mean, it's just tradition, right? And now you don't have to, feel awkward about it or anything. I do it at things all the time, and I look around right before the anthem really kicks on and kind of see when somebody's starting to salute. It's kind of cool. Yep. You can find out who the vets are out in the crowd. Or anyway.
Absolutely.
I guess that's just a brother thing.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Major Prince, give us your website again.
Warrior Set Free and Prince Arming, like Prince Charming, but that's without right. the CH on Facebook.
All right. Cool. And Front Lines of Freedom, Colonel Gillum, can't thank you enough for taking time to join us in this effort today. Any last words to the troops?
An army fights on its stomach. I wish Bob had been around when I was on active duty.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.